I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Israel announces a new phase of its Gaza invasion as ground troops push further south. Yesterday's fighting in Khan Yunis was the most intense combat since the war began 8 weeks ago. Millions of Palestinians, including Palestinian Christians, remain trapped as neither Egypt nor Israel will accept refugees. Fadi Sharaya with the MENA Leadership Center says,
"We did lose contact with our friends in Gaza. It's extremely difficult to know what is happening right now because of no internet, no phone calls."
MLC is preparing believers in the greater Middle East for long-term response. Look for ways to help in the full story at our website.
"We need to be not only peacemakers, but also encouraging people, whether they're in Israel or West Bank or in Gaza, that God loves them and there is a good plan for their lives. This plan involves having Jesus in their heart."
And in the face of everything from minor to major issues, the global church has split into various denominations. However, recent efforts in Uganda have brought together members of diverse church bodies with the single goal of Bible translation. Lindsay Olsberg with Wycliffe USA says,
"For example, in a group of eight that would come from a particular language community, they would be from multiple villages and from multiple denominations. So you'd have an Anglican next to a Catholic next to a Pentecostal all working together on translating the scripture for their community."
There's still a lot of work to be done. Over 1,200 groups don't even have a single verse of scripture. Pray that God would provide support, partnership, and funding for these translations. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.